Good morning, everyone. I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we're following. New developments now out of Oakland, where police say they have just ended their search for an armed suspect. Earlier this morning in the area of Foothill between 22nd and 26th Streets, an officer tried to detain a suspicious person, but he took off. During the chase, the suspect turned and fired a gun at the officer. The officer was not hurt. Police say they have recovered a gun in their search, but no suspect. The investigation is ongoing. Residents at San Francisco's Hunters Point are taking matters into their own hands. They've hired their own scientists to analyze the radioactive waste problems that scientist has concluded there is no evidence to support claims the shipyard is safe. Just 3 weeks ago, a radioactive deck marker was discovered in a plot of land the Navy had already deemed clear. That followed accusations. The contractor hired to clean up the site had falsified soil sample test results. Homeowners have already filed suit.
It's always a song and dance show, and we're never really able to get the truth. And of course, since they created this mess and now they're overseeing the cleanup of it, we don't have a lot of trust or faith in them.
The information from this new analysis will be presented to a citizens' committee investigating Bayview, Hunters Point, and the shipyard in late January. New details now on the water in San Francisco's Sunset District. It has been deemed safe to drink. Residents initially raised concerns after some at-home tests indicated pesticides in the water. The city says tests turned up no trace of the chemicals. The city also took 21 samples from wells, reservoirs, distribution sites, and private homes. Water officials say each of those tested negative for a variety of pesticides and herbicides. Oakland's popular First Fridays Festival will not be happening next month over concerns about the potential for violence. A shooting broke out a few hours after this month's gathering ended 2 weeks ago. Six people were injured. The shooting was several blocks away, but organizers say they take safety seriously and they don't want to take any chances. Security procedures for future events are now under review. Investigators into the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi are expected to wrap up soon. CBS News has confirmed reports the Saudis are preparing to blame Khashoggi's death on Major General Ahmed Al-Siri, a top Saudi intelligence official who is close to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. President Trump says he believes it's likely Khashoggi is dead and said there will be consequences for those responsible.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
The Washington Post journalist was last seen entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd. The Committee to Protect Journalists, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, and Reporters Without Borders are calling on Turkey to ask the United Nations to launch its own investigation. Major flooding is wreaking havoc in parts of Texas. Some homes and businesses are already underwater, and now forecasters are predicting more rain. Floodwaters are rising in Lake Travis, about 20 miles outside of Austin. The water is so high, some structures are barely visible. Water authorities did not open additional floodgates on Lake Travis yesterday, and residents are now preparing for the worst. The governor has already issued a state disaster declaration, with forecasters predicting more rain throughout the weekend. Mary is in the Weather Center tracking our weather here in the Bay Area, and I see a lot of fog behind you, Mary.
That's right, Michelle. That's right. Tracking fog across the coast and for the Bay, and you can see that on our live camera, our Transamerica cam, looking north of that fog as we start off your Friday here. So this is what you can expect as we are looking at the fog to start off the day, warming up, plenty of sunshine as we head through the afternoon with above average temperatures and plenty of sun as we look ahead to the weekend, with Saturday the warmest day out of our weekend. High pressure in control, and it's actually going to build in, so weaker onshore flow, and with that we'll see temperatures warmer for today and especially for tomorrow. So we're talking temperatures above the normal high temperatures of what we usually see for this time of year. Mid-70s in San Francisco, mid to upper 70s in Oakland, low 80s San Rafael, Vallejo, Fremont, as well as for San Jose, coming in at 82 for a high later on in the afternoon, and mid-80s Livermore, Fairfield, Santa Rosa. And there we go with that warm up as we head through Saturday there. Mid to upper 80s inland, mid-70s for the Bay, plenty of sun, mid-60s for the coast, plenty of sun as we head through Sunday, and then cooler by next week. Michelle?
All right, Mary, thank you. Good news for those who want a Tesla but don't necessarily have the budget. This morning, CEO Elon Musk announced the company is now offering a cheaper version of its lowest priced car, the Model 3. Musk called it a lower cost mid-range Tesla Model 3. The new version will start at $45,000, about $4,000 cheaper than the Model 3. Today could be your chance to become a near billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot has ballooned to a record high of $1 billion. It's been growing since July 24th. In the last drawing on Tuesday, a Safeway employee in San Francisco matched 5 out of 6 numbers. That ticket is estimated to be worth almost $2 million. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.